USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist David Koch has died today at the age of 79. Koch and his 83-year-old brother Charles Koch used their fortunes to push for smaller government, and they've long been known to throw their support behind Republican candidates and causes. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders saying he's in favor of criminal charges against oil executives who knowingly caused destruction linked to climate change. The Vermont senator unveiling a $16 trillion plan to deal with climate change and saying that the greed of the fossil fuel industry must end. Oil and Gas Trade Association, the American Petroleum Institute, says in a statement that Sanders' comments are a political stunt to energize his base. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump still plans to impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods in September. Now China's striking back as the trade war only escalates. The Chinese government announcing a tariff hike on $75 billion of U.S. goods. However, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says there's no need to panic.
$75 billion worth of tariffs in terms of the combined $30 trillion economy is not something for the stock market to worry about.
Democratic Representative Seth Moulton is ending his 2020 presidential campaign. He says, quote, this is now a three-way race between Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. A light rail train derails in Sacramento last night. A Sacramento fire official says luckily
no one had any life-threatening injuries and there were no deaths associated with this incident.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
French President Emmanuel Macron says the record-setting fires burning in the Amazon rainforest are an international crisis, and he's calling for members of the G7 to discuss the issue at that summit that does begin tomorrow in the southwest of France. The French leader tweeting that the lungs of our planet are on fire, and he notes the rainforest produces 20% of the planet's oxygen. An investigation's begun after a New York man was fatally crushed in a freak elevator accident yesterday. Authorities say the 30-year-old man was leaving the elevator in his Manhattan apartment building on Thursday morning when it suddenly plunged just as he was halfway in and out of it. It crushed him. Firefighters rescued three people who were then trapped inside the elevator itself and witnessed that tragedy. A dozen major phone companies are making a new pledge to block robocalls, the promise part of a deal with 51 attorneys general, which call for the companies to implement call blocking technology and provide free robocall blocking tools to consumers. Officials estimate there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones just last month alone. And yesterday, President Trump awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to former Boston Celtics superstar Bob Cousy because of his leadership for racial equality. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.